This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia is still pummeling cities in Ukraine, though it's announced a limited ceasefire starting this morning and the opening of humanitarian corridors in several areas. Ukraine says this morning that Russia attacked the city of Mykolaiv, south of the capital of Kyiv. Rescuers say it was a rocket attack and they're putting out fires. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says Russia may be winning some battles, but it's not winning the war.
Taking a city is not taking the hearts and minds of Ukrainians. And what we've learned over the past couple of weeks is that they will fight to the end for their country. And if it takes a week, if it takes a month, if it takes a year. And he has no plan, Putin, for how this actually ends on his terms.
Secretary Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press. Both sides plan a third round of talks today. This morning, we're learning Russia did not send representatives to a UN court hearing on the invasion. Most of the world is condemning Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. But this morning, China is calling Russia its most important strategic partner. The price of oil is jumping as the war in Ukraine continues. This morning, the price of gas is $4.06 a gallon on average here in the U.S. That's up 45 cents in a week, says the AAA. The world is approaching 6 million deaths from COVID. The AP's Ben Thomas.
While many places, including the U.S., are relaxing precautions, evidence suggests the pandemic is anything but over. Remote Pacific Islands are just now grappling with their first outbreaks. Hong Kong is battling its worst, and Eastern Europe is seeing a spike in deaths amid the surge of refugees coming from Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. is nearing 1 million deaths.
Tornadoes left 7 people dead in central Iowa over the weekend. This is AP News. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel takes us to the movies.
Once again on the screen and at the box office, it is Batman to the rescue.
I'm vengeance.
Saving Gotham, setting ticket sale marks, just another weekend at the box office for the latest Batman movie. The Batman exceeded expectations by taking in $128.5 million in North America. That is well beyond what Warner Brothers had expected. It also marks the best opening weekend of 2022 and the second best weekend total during the pandemic era. Number one by far is Spider-Man No Way Home. It earned $260 million in its opening weekend back in December. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Netflix and TikTok have suspended most of their services in Russia as it cracks down on what people and media outlets can say about Russia's war in Ukraine. This is likely to further isolate Russia and its people. More and more companies are cutting off Russia. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.